Days. Rest of the story. The Reverend Dale Turner had never seen Mary and her husband so distraught. At first they didn't want to talk about it, and then in a sudden outpouring of anguish, the couple related the rest of the story, that their son Bill was dropping out of school. All through the Christmas holidays, there'd been no hint of anything wrong. Now in January, the world was turning upside down. Friends explained Bill just got bored. That wasn't good enough, his parents exclaimed. You don't throw away your dreams, everything you've worked for, because one day you get bored. The Reverend Turner tried to be comforting. Perhaps young Bill had no dreams to begin with, he suggested. Maybe he was still finding himself. Well, the minister was closer to correct than even he had imagined. Bill, in fact, had spent what there was of his college career foundering, mulling his options, many of them utterly unrealistic, and beneath it all, growing cynical and depressed. His initial decision was to study law. His parents were thrilled. Bill had had childhood hobbies, one particularly worrisome one, so his interest in the law seemed evidence of his increasing maturity. But then, while he was away at school, another fascination took hold of him, gambling, specifically poker. The games with other students started out friendly, and then the stakes went higher, $100, $500. Before anyone realized what had happened, players were winning and losing thousands of dollars a night. Some of the games lasted 24 hours or more. For Bill, the fascination had now passed the point of obsession, was a full-blown addiction. In the increasingly rare moments away from the poker table, he read a lot. He devoured novels like Catcher in the Rye and A Separate Peace, books with a recurring theme, the resistance to growing up. But then, after the books, it was back to seven card stud and high-low split and beleaguering depression and the creeping awareness that Bill's world was spinning madly out of control. Studies, understandably, suffered accordingly. The vision of a new law career withered, then vanished. Now, after investing 3 years of his life in a higher education, Bill was dropping out. What his parents demanded, what were they to do? The Reverend Turner shook his head. Like it or not, it was not theirs to do. It was Bill's. There comes a time, he concluded, when you simply have to love your loved ones and let the Lord do the rest. So, Bill, unopposed, left school, resumed the consuming hobby of his earliest youth. The one that his parents were convinced had some sort of supernatural hold on him. That hobby was computers. Computers. In fact, Bill decided to build a business around that hobby. And he began building a business called Microsoft. Well, of course, you now know the Harvard dropout who almost lost his soul in a game of poker, but who knew when to fold him as the young billionaire computer software tycoon, Bill Gates. Only now you know the rest of the story.